Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode.
Well, hey there, welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are all following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on Weight Watchers. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are, just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. This week on Real WW Talk, Erin has the week off to deal with some personal matters, so Ricky and I are discussing the power of community and how it can help us as we grow in our health journey. Sometimes we're running towards community, and other times we're hiding from it. We discuss the power of leaning on others and how it can help to lighten the burden. Are you ready? Let's talk.
Hello and welcome to Real WW Talk. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Candace.
We are Erinless today. She is taking care of a friend. She's such a wonderful friend and she's just dealing with her personal matters right now. We are missing her, but we know that she is doing well and we will see her again soon.
Yeah, but always love chatting with you though, Ricky.
Yes, of course. It's always a wonderful week and we can still get together and have our regular chat. So we are just going to get right into it. How was your week, Candace?
My week was really good. I had another cold that I got from my three-year-old because, you know, I know I'm in this season where I'm going to be fighting off these little kid germs. I take him to the library and other places, and I know it can't be avoided, but I really hate this part of parenting. Mm. And I'm speaking to you who's a teacher and gets it. But I feel like I'm just now getting my mojo back. So yeah. It feels really good to be past the congestion and the tiredness and all of that. So scales still moving down. My exercise has still been really good. So I'm really happy with how I have been mentally this year. I feel like this year I've really grasped on to letting go of perfection. It's something I talked about a lot, but I feel like this is the first time in, I dare say, ever. Wow. I have really embraced that perfection is a myth and not required. And it's working out well. So, yeah.
Well, congrats to you. You should definitely be proud of that.
Yeah. How about you? How's your week?
I feel like in general, this week and this month has been hard. It's also it's my birthday month. And also, I just love everything about Valentine's Day. And, you know, there's food everywhere. And that's always going to be a problem. But I feel like my self-control is a little bit harder this month because I'm more inclined to say yes to myself when maybe I should, you know, say yes sometimes, but not all the time. Yeah. So I'm dealing with that, but it's been a month of maintaining and I've been up a little bit. So I am trying to just get through the month without gaining any more. And because I know my birthday, I do want to enjoy the food and birthday treats and things like that without going overboard. I want to still feel comfortable in my clothes. I want to still leave the month without feeling like I've done damage. So that's kind of where I am mentally.
Well, I think that's but it sounds like those are good goals to have that are attainable to just say, I'm trying to find some balance here between celebrations and Valentine's Day and birthdays and also living life, you know, and taking care of yourself. So, you know, That's what I was talking about with perfection. You're not going to do it perfectly. I'm just really proud of you for even wanting to try. Cause sometimes, look, we both have been there where we're like, I'm not doing this anymore. Who cares? I'm just going to hide from people. I'm not talking about it. And we know that that's where the sickness is. It's in the hiding. So the fact that you're not hiding and still here chatting with us, that's a win. That's a win. And, you know, that made me think about, I was looking in our Facebook group, because, you know, we have such a great, engaging kind of community that we've developed with our Real WW Talk Facebook group. We now have 8.1 thousand members in our group. This still sounds weird to say, like there's 8.1. The point one's important. Thousand of you. So if you want to join us, come on over to Facebook, click in Real WW Talk. We also have Instagram, Real WW Talk. And we're all on Connect. And our handles are in the show notes. For those of you who would ask, you can find us on Connect. But Amy shared in our Facebook that she enjoyed the topic last week that we did on mental health. She said, I struggle with negative self-talk, and sometimes that what helps me is to pretend I just heard that same negative thought come out of the mouth of my husband, best friend, or mom. How would I react if they said something negative about themselves? My first reaction would be to disagree, comfort them, to help them. Shouldn't I be willing to do the same things for myself? Similarly, when it comes to negative thoughts from others, I always think real hard before I accept criticism from someone I wouldn't take advice from. I just love that.
That's incredible.
You know, that was such a well-received, episode that we did, because, you know, mental health is really the pillar that we lean on heavily here in Real WW Talk. And yeah. I thought she gave some really great feedback.
Yeah, sometimes that's the biggest hurdle for us in losing weight. We all know what we need to do. we wouldn't be here if we didn't know what to do. We know what to do.
Yeah.
We just need to keep working and having that community to be able to build ourselves up so we're able to be in a place where we can do the things that make ourselves happy and strong.
Yeah. And didn't you have somebody to hide?
Yeah. So Erin Morin Spam, also in the group a few days ago, she shared that she's had a streak of 400
what?
Days of tracking. She said, has every day been perfect? No. Has every day been within points? No. Have I been consistent? Yes. Have I been successful? Yes. I believe I have. I'm down 70 pounds since January 7th of 2023. I have more weight to lose, but I'm so much more comfortable and happier with myself and further along than I was on January 1st of 2023.
Wow.
So that's incredible. Thank you, Erin, for sharing. And that's just a testament to the success you can have when you are consistent, when you are just not worrying about being perfect, but you are being consistent with your tracking and one of our fundamentals of tracking.
And why consistency, like you said, is so key, not perfection, but just being consistent. And that also kind of brings us to, we talked about, you know, the two people in the group, but we wanted to also just highlight very, very quickly. We want to say thank you to, I think we got three additional subscribers recently. Jean, Sharon, and Kate, thank you so much for subscribing to sponsor the Real WW Talk podcast. You bought us a cup of coffee. We are so incredibly grateful. We do our best to give you a high quality podcast, and that does take finances to do it. So we appreciate the backing of anyone who wants to support the show. If you want information on how to do that, that will be in our show notes. And also, if you go to Real WW Talk, buzzsprout.com. You'll see a little icon. Click it and buy us a cup of coffee if you want to. Like I said, it's 0 points for you. And, you know, it'll help us keep giving you these episodes that we love to bring to you every week. So,
yes. Thank you, subscribers. We appreciate you so much. And I mean, just piggybacking on that, our topic we want to talk about today is our community and community in general. Like, we're kind of wrapping up this discussion about fundamentals. We've talked about water. We've talked about tracking, activity, mental health, all of those things. Yeah, cheers.
I love this is something that Ricky actually helped me find. I was looking for something and she said, this could be cute. I said, yeah, it is.
And you got it on sale.
I did. Me, so.
But yeah, like we've been through these fundamentals and we know how important they are. And we were just trying to think about like, what is another fundamental to wrap this up? And it's community. All of those things that we mentioned can be done and you can lose weight with all of those things, definitely. But what I feel like we've found in each other and in our wider community is that having people to be accountable to is so important and it makes such a difference in our weight loss. I mean, I know for me, for example, I've been up and down, I've been yo-yoing for years, but I can't imagine where I would be if I wasn't still in this community. I'm sure from outside perspective, from someone who doesn't understand, it's like, well, why are you still doing this? Because it's the only option, knowing that I have people who are going to hold me accountable, who are going to encourage me. I know I'm going to reach that goal because of the community, and we can do it by ourselves. I don't know. How do you feel, Candace?
I feel like it's a double. To me, it's a weird thing. Community is interesting because it's what you make of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that you and I both understand what that means very, very intimately, because when you want to use community, it's there and it's there in abundance. And I was sharing with you all again that I feel like this year I have fully embraced accountability, community, sharing, not hiding, mm-hmm. and seeing the benefits of that. And to me, what that looks like is my community is not just the real WW Talk family, but I go to the meetings that are online that they have. For those who go, you know, I also have the option to go to the meetings in person when my schedule allows, but being able to connect with other like-minded members who are going through the struggle of losing weight has always been what made Weight Watchers specifically a program that was appealing to me, because it was centered around community and around talking and sharing. Facebook groups and Connect has been really, really wonderful as well. Just posting into Connect, which for those who don't know what Connect is the social media mm-hmm. page for Weight Watchers that's in the app. If you have the Weight Watchers app, because again, I do know we have members, people listening who are not on Weight Watchers, mm-hmm. but it's just another opportunity to see people who are going through. But I said it's a double-edged sword, because it's only as good as when you use it. Mm-hmm. And when I am not in the right headspace, it's the first thing that I abandon, when really it's the first thing I should run towards. And this time around, I've tried to switch that, which is when I am faltering, I try to run to my community. I also have accountability partners who I send my journals to and who we give feedback to each other and just say, hey, this has been a really hard day. I feel like doing something that's not smart. I need your feedback. All of those things are a part of my community and that help keep me engaged. Mm-hmm. But it's only as good as what I'm willing to share.
Yeah.
And willing to use when I'm not doing well.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
So how do you think you got to a place of running towards community instead of away? Because I feel like right now I relate more to the running away from community. And also sometimes it's not even intentional. I feel like sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like my first thought is to just impulse, get the food. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I have to be accountable. How did you get to the point where you're like, first I'm going to community, then I'm going to make a decision?
I'm by no means, an expert. I just want to give that because I'm a work in progress, but I'm in therapy and I've been very honest mm-hmm. about that. I had to accept something that my therapist, she said, maybe, just maybe, your way doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you could just go with me here and not spend one more year trying yet again to do it your way that has not worked your entire life, mm-hmm. and try to use the tools. Don't give me an excuse. Don't tell me why you're different. Just do and see. What do you have to lose? She said, you already have told me how sick and tired you are of being sick and tired, but you continue to do things the way you want to. When are you going to give it up? And that hit me. And I yelled at her, you know, because when somebody hits a soft spot, you're like, who do you think you are again? Oh, I know I pay you to like do that, but that was rude. And I don't know if I want to talk to you right now. But I said, well, then fine, I'll just do it. So I said, so you're trying to tell me the next time I eat a cheesesteak, I should just like reach out to my accountability partners and tell them that I'm upset? She said, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want you to tell them before that you're thinking about it. I want you to tell them if you didn't tell them and talk to them immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. What I did last week, and I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, but this was really important because last week I told you I wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. And usually when I'm not feeling well, I don't want to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about this time. I blame cancer messing up like thoughts in my brain. Because usually sickness means don't eat. For me, it was like eat everything in the house. Mm. And for me, that's a slippery slope because when I eat without abandon, I get embarrassed. And then I want to hide. And then I don't want to put it in my tracker. And then I'm disappointed. And then a day becomes a week. And then the scale goes up. And then what I did instead is I sent a text because I said, my therapist told me that my way doesn't work. Let me send a text. And I sent a text to my accountability partners. And I said, you need to expect to see my journal today. I'm not okay. I overate. I think this is the most points I've had in a day, which it turns out it wasn't.
Okay.
I got into a meeting because I joined a virtual meeting and I shared. I'm upset with myself. Yeah. I did a private check-in and I got all of the good feedback and I tracked it and I was over points. And then I woke up and got on the bike. And it was over. And having those wins is fueling me for future. Because I use community recently and saw how helpful it was, it makes me want to do it again. So to answer your question, I think it was just a challenge and a dare from my therapist that also became reinforced because it worked.
That's wonderful. You know. I hear so many amazing things there, you know, starting with the therapy. That's a community like that, that alone, having that accountability to that person who can be so real. And, you know, it's not just that they're, like you said, they're accepting your money. It's like, they're there to help. They're trained to be able to talk through. Cause I think there are some things that we don't understand the source of, or we need help building that bridge to the why, like, why do I do things this way? Why do I respond? Why am I impulsive with food? What, you know? So I love that.
What would you say, what does your community look like? I mean, I know that you had made the decision not to continue with the meetings.
Yeah.
But what have you used as a replacement? Because when we met, you know, we were in the meeting room. And life got busy and you've had to kind of make some shifts and adjustments. What does your community look like right now?
It's hard because I do have accountability partners that I share my tracker with. I don't, not the perfect sharing it every day, but that kind of lends to, I'm not perfect with tracking every day. I don't have necessarily the greatest tracking streak. And that's been more so since like the end of December, really kind of the end of December, things started to fall off with the holidays and everything. So, I mean, between you guys and, you know, our community and our Facebook group, checking in there, and my accountability partners, that's what I have. And I wouldn't say that's like what I feel like is everything that I need, though. I probably do need some deeper dives. I'm considering going back to therapy, definitely myself, for that. And just for regular life things. I think everyone has seasons where therapy is beneficial. Also, I feel like for me, the meetings, it's not that I feel like I didn't get anything out of them, but since they were in person and newer to me, not even just in the more recent in-person ones, I feel like the novelty of them for me wore off. And it's not like something that I feel like I'll never do again. Maybe rejoining them, I'll feel that novelty again. But my challenge with the virtual meetings is I am that person that since the onset of technology, I feel like I need to be doing something while the computer is running. Well, so I think I would need to train myself and set an expectation for virtual meetings that I am listening. I don't have to be sitting. I could be standing. I could be on a bike. You know, I could be moving. But I need to be engaged in the meeting. And that is an active choice. And it became a time where I'd be cooking breakfast. I'd be eating my breakfast, drinking my coffee. And in that sense, I didn't get anything out of it in the more recent years. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I think, you know, would be worth trying again, especially getting out of the habit of saying, I have to be with this one meeting leader. I see that with you. I feel like you jump around to different meetings and different members. And I think there's something different that attracts different people to each member. And sometimes I feel like you can get, how do I put this? Like, some meetings are filled with the same types of people who maybe always share, and that's not a bad thing, but like it maybe you need to go to a group where there's a different vibe from the people who are in the meeting too. Yeah. So I think that's worth trying again at some point.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you have to, just like, I feel like trying on shoes and something you said, that's true. Depending on what season you are in your life, it's like what you need now may not be what you need tomorrow or what mm-hmm. you do need. And I found it is true that people are, all the meeting leaders are very different. And because for me, I can kind of play it in the background while I am going throughout my day. It helps to keep me a little bit on track, because even if I'm not showing my face, but I try to show my face more. And like, yeah. it is, if you're not engaged and talking yes. and going through it, it really doesn't have that appeal. And that's, once again, the appeal of going to a meeting in person as well. Mm. But I think that when we talk about why we run from community, you know, and I think a lot of that, I wanted to kind of dive a little deeper into that space of the mm-hmm. conversation, because don't you feel, or my feeling is, the reason why we hide is because of those thoughts about what others are thinking mm. about the information that we share. And mm. I did an exercise when I was talking to my therapist about why I run. And I wondered if you shared a similar thought about it. I mm. assume off the bat that people think of me negatively, that people are thinking about me too much, excuse me, that people are so disappointed in me for not being perfect or for messing up. Mm-hmm. And none of that is true, accurate, or substantiated. So when I don't share with my accountability partner or I struggle with it, the thoughts that are going on in my mind, the lies I'm telling myself, is that they are looking at my tracker that I send and saying, how could she do that?
Mm.
They are disgusted with my inability to control myself.
Mm.
They don't think that I'm ever going to get there.
Mm.
You know, they view me negatively, and I don't want to feel that way, especially when I've been very externally validated for so long. I want everyone to view me positively, which is not attainable.
Right.
But it causes me harm because I need the support in the moment, and I'm allowing the thoughts of what I think others are thinking hold me back from the support that I need desperately at that time. Mm.
That's so good. I feel like adding on to that, I don't give, I've done that, and I feel like I struggle with that, but that's not giving my accountability partner enough credit. Mm-hmm. That I chose them as an accountability partner because we are friends and we are supportive. And if they're a person who truly would judge me and say, oh, I can't believe you did that, then they're not the right accountability partner. So something is wrong. Either I'm placing the wrong type of views and opinions on that person, or they're the wrong person for me to be accountable to. But either way, I need to have a relationship with accountability partners that involves trust and honesty. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not being honest with them because I fear judgment, then that's something I need to work on.
Right.
And if I'm not being honest with them because they'll judge me, then I need to, again, reflect on that relationship. So like there's something in either of those situations that can be changed to make sure that we're accountable. And am I being an accountability partner that is also not judging my person?
Right.
So I think all of those things we need to think about when we're going into that choice of who we're going to send our trackers to, who we're going to share information with, so that we know that we're going to get the most out of that relationship.
And I think that we have to recognize that when any type of community, you're going to have those who are doing exceedingly well and those who are struggling at different points in time in the journey. And I think finding value in the communities that we have. So for whoever's listening, like I said, yours could be just a chat room. Yours could be the Facebook page. Yours could be just Connect. Yours could be therapy. It could be your spouse or your friend or your child, whoever it is. I have had to also accept that people are going to be where they are in their journey. And that's not a reflection of me and my ability to share. Because another thing that can keep you not sharing and not looking for support is if you feel like, well, I don't want to. It's again, all these assumptions about how you're making somebody else feel. Like, I don't want the people who are struggling to think that I'm showing off, nor do I want to feel like those people are doing so much better than me. And, you know, it's not okay. Like, I wish that it were different. It's like, well, the point of community is to be able to draw from the experiences of everyone who's on a similar path and encourage each other along the way. Mm-hmm. And when I really take it at that face value, I'm doing myself a disservice if I don't utilize it based on things that are just not verified. Mm-hmm. And instead of assuming something negative, I'm trying to train my brain to assume a positive. Mm-hmm. I assume that people want to hear from me. I assume that they are excited for me when I share. I assume that they are going to share their wins to help me get to where they are if I'm in a struggling place. Because I especially find it difficult to share when I'm not doing well. I mean, like I said, when I am not doing well, that you can usually tell when someone's not doing well, especially in a community, because they disappear. They were sharing their weigh-ins, or they were sharing this, and they just stopped. They were sharing their trackers, they just stopped. And everybody has been there. They know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, even without saying something, you're saying something. And under the reason why you're not doing it is usually based on an assumption. It's an assumption, a disappointment with yourself, or an assumption.
Yeah.
And I have been trying really hard to see that those who have been successful on this journey and who have made it to Lifetime and who are those people who we look up to, I don't want to say that they have this attitude of that they don't care what others think. I'm not saying that, because I don't know that to be true. I'm saying that they tend to engage in their community very regularly and share very freely the ups and downs of it, no matter what. It's just not an option for them not to share. And that requires probably saying my needs are more important than these possible opinions of others.
And I think the positivity that adds to community is so important. You know, I think our group has been, our Facebook group has been a very positive place. And I think that's why, because the people who share, you know, not that there's no one who shares their struggles. And I think it's wonderful when people do that, because we have a community that embraces, you know, and helps with problem solving. But the people who share their wins are just adding that positivity, and it gives something for the rest of us to inspire and aspire to.
Yeah.
And I think when we have those positive sharings of people who, you know, it doesn't come across as bragging. It doesn't come across as, you know, I'm better than you. It comes across as, hey, I did this. You're in this community. You can do it too. Like, we lift each other up. I see you do.
I was going to say, it's that you've seen that picture. I see it a lot at schools of like person climbing the mountain, and they have their hand down to reach the person behind them and pull them up. And I think there's no better example of that, like I said, than our Facebook group, because if somebody does post something that they're struggling, there's been zero times, knock on wood, that somebody's been like, I cannot believe you. Someone says, oh my gosh, I overate. I think someone recently did say that. I mean, I think no, everyone's like, oh, that's it. Yeah, you're right. You horrible thing. Like, first off, we would delete that comment. Don't
right.
worry. But we haven't
had to.
Because most people are like, been there.
Yeah.
Understand. This is what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get it together. Do you want to maybe check in with us tomorrow? Because I'm trying to get myself together too. You sharing gives permission for somebody else to know that they too can try again. And I think there's something beautiful about that, you know? So there, we have absolute proof that there's been no, most of the things of people, because they usually always started off too the same way. I mean, I don't want anyone, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to come out of hiding. I've been horrible, or I've done this. You know, it's that adding all of this, like, I'm going to say something bad about what I did before you can. I know that I messed up and I need support, and they get it.
And the suggestions that come from people are just amazing, because all of our brains work differently. The program works differently. Some people, it's the activity that gets them kickstarted on their weight loss in addition to the tracking. Some people, you know, have lost weight without doing any activity. And there's different things that work for different people. But I think just having all of that range of people within the community who can say, hey, this worked for me. Hey, try this. There's probably something, let's say 10 people share suggestions. There's probably at least one thing that you could try to kind of kickstart. Like, hey, maybe I'm not eating enough vegetables. Maybe I'm not drinking enough water. Maybe I am eating too late at night, or too much sodium, or whatever it is. Those suggestions are really powerful.
Yeah. And just really make sure you're looking back, because most of the time you're reflecting what you're already thinking of yourself, you know, when you are projecting, you know, on what others are saying, or what you think that they're thinking about you. It's usually more a reflection of what you're thinking of you. And that's where that not giving yourself permission to just continue to be go willy nilly, but where some grace does come in, you know, you can always try again. You can always start again. And I think that community gives you that opportunity, and it gives you that ability to feel less alone.
Yes.
And that's why I think it's something that's a fundamental to remember, that if you're trying to go at this by yourself, I'm just going to white knuckle it. I'm not going to talk to anybody. You don't have to do that. If you want to, that's up to you, but you don't have to do that. You have so many people who understand what it is to fall, what it is to rise again, what it is to try just one more time. And if you need to, lean into that.
Yeah. And just speaking of that, we have our wonderful, wonderful Facebook community. We can't say enough about it. It is just a space where people are free to share, and people encourage each other. And if you have not already, please just join the group, join our Facebook group. You can search Real WW Talk on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, and you can find us on YouTube. You can listen to us wherever you like to stream your podcasts. And we are also on Connect. So check out the show notes to find us there. We'd love to connect with you.
Can I say just one more thing?
Yes. Yes.
We have one more community you can join, which is our Step Bet community. Yes. I'm so excited. You know, I love Step Bets. But our next one, we gave you a break, guys. It's been like, you got a little bit of a break here. But our next one starts on March 4th. It's a $40 bet. You remember, you're betting on yourself, that you will walk and hit your personalized step goal, the step that we'll tell you about. And that is a community as well, because there's posts that you can put in about how you're walking. It's really been a value added for myself, I know for all the ladies, and for many of you on the community who have found it because of Real WW Talk, and we're happy you did. So join that community as well.
Yes, we'll see you there.
Game code RWWT.
Yes, definitely join us in that next step that. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to connecting with you in our community. Bye.